There it is.
Oh.
Just close your eyes and listen to that. Come on, get, come on. Come on, Matt, you know the words. Yeah. With a little bump and grind. Alright. That's 30 seconds. Cut that shit out.
That was weird.
It wasn't weird at all.
I feel dirty.
You know who that is?
No.
It's R. Kelly.
R. who?
Nah, he's not dead yet, though.
He's not dead?
So are you aroused like I am?
I'm going to say only a little bit!
Hey, let's start the show. It's the Done in 30 podcast with Matt and Zach.
I'm Matt.
I'm clearly the Zach.
He is the Zachary.
The Zach. You can call me Zachariah if you want.
Zachariah.
Oh, that's the intro. Great. Now what do we do?
This show is sponsored by MattAttack.com.
MattAttack.com.
The place Matt, where you get the funnies for your eye face. It's a new app for Oculus Rift.
Okay. I have a really cool app to tell you about here in a minute, but just spell the website for everybody.
The website, since you're on it already, just look at the URL bar, and it is MattAttack.com/podcast, I guess, if you want to get to the podcast portion and say, screw those a-holes who make the comic portion.
Some people aren't into comics. They want to listen to our show. Some people aren't into our show and they want to read your comics. So,
well, some people eat dogs and that is not okay.
Whoa, that's wow. A good dangerous. Hey, you know what? Yesterday was National Dog Day, bro.
Was just, it? I mean,
so SMH.
Leftovers Day.
Oh, Elizabeth, you whoa. Are terrible. Oh,
that was amazing.
What? You came up with leftovers? You're adding to it.
Is she a terrier? Missed.
Okay, we're good.
I want to throw that joke away. We don't have any paper though.
Yeah, we don't. We just,
yeah, but seriously, today's show brought to you by MattAttack.com. But we led with the classic R. Kelly, a little bit of bump and grind.
Oh, there's a co-sponsor. The co-sponsor is Mercury. Are you a liquid? Are you a solid? Decide already.
Could
you're
you
weird.
Freaking decide already? Because we need to know.
And then HG, come on, you can do better than that.
HG.
Let's see.
Because that's the scientific periodic.
Well, that's the one.
Initials. What are they? What would they call that?
Symbol.
Yeah, but those are two letters. That's not a symbol.
Yeah, it is.
Symbolizes Mercury on the periodic table.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's true. Elizabeth's also joining
us
in the booth today.
It's an abbreviation.
She, her microphone's been broken for the whole season one, though. So, folks, she's a little tough to hear. Say hi to Elizabeth.
Hello.
Okay, that's right.
That was beautiful.
Now slide away from my microphone, please. I can't take you.
You're going to get the Zach cooties.
Well, see, here in our professional studio, we've got, oh my God, Matt, do you know what periscoping is?
We just tangented it already. Periscoping. No. Well, define, should I go to Urban Dictionary for this phrase?
No, you son of a bitch. No, do you know what it is?
Is that whenever you put, like, shoe polish on a monocle?
And yes.
Close.
Now, do you know what I'm talking about, or do you just fucking with me?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about right now.
So am I going to waste my breath? Okay, for those of you that don't know.
I mean, I was on Reddit today. I should have known, I guess.
Yeah, because you would have already read it.
It hurts.
Anyway, so Periscope is essentially a mobile application.
Wait a second. Is this for people who like Paramore?
It is a mobile application that you can get on. And I believe the slogan is live the world or live through other people's eyes, something creepy like that. It's got voyeurism written all over it, but basically you can take your smartphone and you can live broadcast what you're doing.
That's kind of handy.
Yeah, I on Bob and Tom the other day, they said they were periscoping because it was National Dog Day, and so they had a woman from the Humane Society come in, and I was like, what the hell is Periscope? So I downloaded it while I was listening to the show, and I put it on, and yeah, it was one of the people in the studio was filming them while they were doing the radio show. And then, of course, they were filming the dog. And the dog was just like trying to get out of the booth the whole time. It was really cute. It was like some like older golden retriever is adorable. But anyways, yeah, I had no idea what Periscope even was. I think I'd heard somebody say the word before, but that was it.
I'd assume it was a sex thing.
Yeah, it could be like a sex position or something. Is that, I mean, I don't want to get too personal or anything, but do you and Elizabeth do the Periscope?
Oh, yeah, we do the Periscope all the time. You know, we bring tools and instruments
Elizabeth, into the bedroom to Periscope. You ever give her the old Periscope?
Yeah, I mean, afterwards, she's got two black eyes from the shoe polish.
Is she a goa? Does she do the Periscope? Does she go?
Yeah, she goes.
Oh, this is a Monty Python skit.
Yes, good for you, sir.
You know, just a little bit of House of Fallen.
Is she a sport? Does she like to go? Is she a sport? Say no. What does he say? He's like, know what I mean?
Say no more. Say no more.
Wink, 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 nudge.
Man, I haven't thought about that in a long time.
And then at the very end, he goes, so you've had sex with her, right?
Yes.
What's it like? That's the punchline. It's like a 10-minute skit just for him to say, what's it like? It's fantastic, though. See, I'm not British, and I'm obviously not that funny, so it's not that good. But when you watch it, he just pesters this guy.
Yeah.
He just pesters him at a cafe or like a pub. And then at the very end, it's
he's like trying to read the newspaper or something.
Yeah, he's like, yes. He's very, you know, formal and just trying
not to. Do you
know
any weird British phrases?
Yeah, there's a couple of lingo, I don't know, phrases, but I know that like a couple of our words are different.
Right, like color, they spell with a U's.
Well, that's a political thing. When the when the United States was formed back in
1776, our nation was born.
No, the Webster's Dictionary, the original Webster who wrote the first draft of the dictionary, in an attempt to separate these here United States from the British, hold or the oppression from the British. Basically, it was another way to separate ourselves from them. And so when he started rewriting the English language for the United States, it was going to have different spelling words. So like center, color.
How do they spell center?
What is it? C-E?
They spell it C-E-N-T-A-U-R.
T-R-E, I think.
That's centaur.
It's like century. No, like it's a centaur, mythical beast. Half horse, half human, half bullshit. That's 150%, by the way. Okay, so basically, yeah, the British spell it their way, and then we spell it our way. I think, if I'm not mistaken, if you're talking about your pants over there, you say trousers. And then if you are talking about your underwear, you're talking about your pants. I think that's how they do it over there. Like we would say like boxers, briefs, underwear, whatever, panties. But over there they say
chips are cookies pants. And chips are crisps.
Yeah. Cookies or chips?
Yeah, cookies or chips.
What about fish and chips?
Fish and that's something different.
Chips
are fries. Okay, so what are cookies?
Well, they drink tea all day. No, that's not different. People who drink tea here, I guess.
If you would like to just take a hot knife to our ignorance, so you can go ahead and email us at dunin30@gmail.com.
Take a hot knife through our ignorance. Yes. You know
like
what?
Butter.
Send us an email and please, for the love of all that is holy, just correct whatever we're flapping our lips about right now.
Shout out again to Amber, who months and months ago
sent
us.
We're going to give some shout outs. Who wrote us emails today? Who are the only people that have written us emails?
Well, Google, because they were concerned that we signed in on Chrome on a Windows.
Yeah.
And
Google. Woo.
I thought Windows just, you know, held glass, so that's new.
Oh, that's cool.
Also, SoundCloud would like to notify us.
Yeah.
That older sounds are hidden.
We are swinging and missing this evening.
Freddie, shout out to you, Freddie.
Who the fuck is Freddie?
I don't know, but don't stay five nights anywhere. Also, Nick. Hmm. Nick McLean.
Oh, you don't have to use last names, but yeah.
Nick McNotlane.
He was kind enough to send us an email long, long ago when the show first started. So thank you, Nick.
The only
only love mail we received.
Yeah, that's true.
If you want to call it that.
I was going to say non gun toting. Is it McLean in?
Yeah, it's Die Hard.
Yeah. Okay.
Mr. McLean.
Was it Mr. Nakagi?
No,
the part where he's like, Mr. Nakagi is not going to be here for the rest of his life.
I can't quote the films that well. Oh. I just know that his name is Mr. McClane. And I mean, there was like a, I think there's one scene where the guy's like, he's like a phone call from Mr. McClane, something like that.
Right.
That's all I got.
Yeah. So were you saying that they're
Die Hard?
What were you saying? Because we're dying hard here. What were you saying earlier about something or other?
We originally started talking about periscoping. I think I was just explaining that Periscope is interesting. Periscope is pretty cool. I mean, it's neat, but I was like thinking like I have it on my phone now, so I can either watch or I can broadcast stuff. I was thinking like we could Periscope this right now.
Let's do it.
I don't think anybody really watch.
Who cares?
Yeah, man.
Let's just do it.
Who cares?
I mean, that's why we're doing this podcast, because who cares?
But I got other things going on, though.
You got your phone 9 inches from you?
Oh, no, it's closer than that. It's just...
I don't get your points.
So, today is August 27th of 2015.
Oh, yeah, it is. The 27th of August.
And
nearly
the month,
September.
The month is almost here. September is nearly upon us.
My birthday will be sometime in that month. Oh, also, my sponsor would like to inform you that September 5th is the webcomic anniversary.
Is that on a Saturday or a Sunday?
You know, it's probably a Sunday, I want to say.
Because I think September 3rd is a Friday. It's
Sunday.
Nate's birthday.
Saturday. Hooray. It's next Saturday. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday.
Oh, okay, so the 3rd is a Thursday then.
Whoever told you that information was incorrect. It should be taken outside and beaten.
What you just told me.
Yeah, it does. What was that, Elizabeth?
So that seems a little harsh.
Taken out back and beaten with a burlap sack.
Savage. Wait, hold on. What's in the burlap sack?
Cottage cheese.
Is it like a baby and a puppy or something?
It's
like,
just cottage cheese.
Oh, okay. It's just
like
cottage
four
cheese.
4 pounds of sloppy cottage cheese.
Has it been chilled or is it?
It's been sitting out all day.
Oh! Okay, no. So now you're getting savagely beaten and it smells. And you're leaning in really close to me.
I mean, I just want to hear those words coming out of your lips.
You have a headset on.
The audience doesn't know that.
Actually, yeah, the audience doesn't know that at all. I've done one Instagram photo set with the two of us doing this. Oh, that's what I meant to do before we got started tonight.
So Instagram by the end of the night, Periscope.
Maybe.
Listen to Paramore while Periscoping.
Maybe I'll Periscope. Maybe I won't. You don't know?
I don't know your mode of transportation. We're really, really hitting it here, aren't we?
It's painful.
It's painful, she says.
Yeah.
How deep are we?
Pretty deep.
No.
Pretty deep in the pain.
How long? I mean.
Need ointment.
What's the time like?
12, 13
oh my
minutes.
God. This might be the worst show ever.
I mean, we just had some B's and G's.
Oh, yeah. I made dinner for these two slobs. Biscuits and gravy and scrambled eggs.
Rubbed it all over my belly.
It was delicious. I rubbed it all over the inside of my belly because...
I added cheese to it, which was a thing that you don't do.
Yeah, and I did that for the first time.
How was it?
It was my first time. Nervous.
Did it hurt a little?
First time. No, I've been nervous many times. But anyways, so it's airplane. Come on. And then she ends up hanging herself. It's great. Probably because terrible stories like
here,
I tell.
But done in 30, we don't advocate people actually hanging themselves. I'd like to point that out to anyone who would be possibly offended.
The opinions of the Done in 30 show are not represented by Zach.
So anyway, it was an okay disclaimer.
It sounds weird when we do that.
It actually does. You'd be surprised,
really,
Elizabeth.
Weird.
Yeah, it's like it's
really muffled. It sounds like you're in the other room.
Or under a pillow.
Oh, yeah. It's like
pillow talk.
Pillow talk.
With Matt and Zach.
On today's episode, I tell you how dreamy your eyes are.
On tonight's podcast.
After you let me put it in your butt.
Uh-oh. I'm going to make you some pasta.
Let me get a piece of that pie, baby.
I'm going to make you pasta pie.
Pasta pie?
I mean, I don't know.
What the fuck?
Oh, that's where that was the line.
Yeah, that's where I draw the line. You know what? There are holes to stick it in, but what the shit
is
pasta
pie? Come on.
Come on.
You've never had this delicious treat?
You're what's wrong with America.
I mean, you just put it up.
You and Donald Trump.
Yeah, you and Donald Trump and the Jews.
Donna 30 is experiencing technical difficulties.
Zach's microphone has been cut off.
And we're back.
Somebody stole Zach's mic.
that'd be awesome. Okay, if we do a future episode where we do rant, one of us loses control, and then it's like you just like edit the show, and then I think like, and then Elizabeth will take over for the rest of the episode. It's like Zach had to go home.
That'd be
fantastic. Like you just like cut the mic off or pause the recording, and then it's like, and we're back. Zach wasn't feeling too well. Like you just try to play it off.
And
like
if
I
anybody
sick.
Knows any, was it civil court or
yeah? If anybody has a
lawyers.
Good attorney, please send us an email. And then it's like, well, I'm still here. Oh, hey, Elizabeth. And then it's like, you're not going to go off on a tangent or you know, on a rant, are you? Oh no, honey. It's like, okay, good.
And then immediately you just go into a rant about.
But there's nobody else left. You'd be doing the show by yourself.
That'd be pretty funny.
Have you been doing episodes by yourself when I'm not here?
No.
You son of a bitch.
I have not. You can go through the...
Yeah, actually,
that's
true.
Do you listen to this?
Yeah, occasionally.
Occasionally?
Mm-hmm.
I listen to it.
I'm not narcissistic. I mean, like, I remember what we did, but I've gone back and listened to a couple of the older ones.
Yeah, so kinda like the older golden ones.
Referenced what we used to have. Like a failed marriage.
Oh, God.
I remember whenever we were young and happy.
Yeah, I remember we used to love each other.
And talk about
mole
people.
I mean, it's episode 19. This is a long first season. Matt and I really didn't even know how long the first season was going
to
last.
I mean, we're going to go until we get the email to stop, and then we're going to keep going.
But who's
going
to email us? Nobody listens to this.
That's a very good point.
You can't stop me.
Yeah, you can't tell me what to do.
Yeah, bitch.
This is a free world. Mm-hmm. This is free bird.
If you want
this
us to stop the show, if you want us to continue the
sample.
Show, send us an email. Anybody. Dog, check my SoundCloud.
Listen to my mixtape.
Yeah, check out my mixtape. Oh, my God.
I put it in your Burger King.
So there was a short viral video that I stumbled across on Facebook, and it was a guy that drove by a bus stop and a guy's getting blown by a female at the bus stop and he stops at the stop sign and he's like recording. And when the guy looks up and and the best part is dude's on the phone. The guy is on the phone receiving fellatio from a random female and he's just like, sup? And then he finally sees the guy recording him and he goes, and then the guy recording him for the car is like, hey dude, he's like, you know, you're gonna be famous, right? And he's like, yeah, what's up? And then I think right as he's pulling away, swear to God, he goes, check out my spot or my, not my Spotify, my,
check out my mixtape,
my SoundCloud. Yeah. He's like, yeah, shout out to, you know, so-and-so I'm on SoundCloud.
Shout out to TZ.
And he drives away.
Oh my gosh.
So this guy,
have you checked out his SoundCloud?
I have to look up the video. I mean, to see it, it's really quiet. Like you have to turn up the volume, but he's
like,
he
check
yells.
Out my SoundCloud. It's having front of
so, yeah. It, I mean, you can
99.
You can clearly hear it, but you just have to turn the volume up to hear it.
He's just driving away from the stop sign.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a stop sign at a bus stop, and the guy's in a sexual act. But he is talking on the phone. Yeah. Like,
what was the conversation he was having?
You couldn't hear him on the phone.
No,
it was,
want mushrooms on the pizza.
Yeah,
what are you a communist right now?
Wait, isn't there some like weird social game where your girlfriend starts blowing you and then you call your buddy and then you see how long it takes for him to realize you're getting your dick sucked? Isn't that a thing?
Is that periscoping?
No, that's not.
I don't think so.
If I didn't have to use this, I'd throw it at you.
Uh-huh.
Anyways.
I'm sorry, I kind of got you off the rails. Is it really a thing?
That's a thing. I swear. It, well,
so if you called me and then you're like,
really be a thing?
I'd be like,
really
Zach,
be
getting
a thing?
Blown right now?
Okay, it could really be a thing like half the shit on Urban Dictionary is.
Right.
Like, okay, like giving a girl like the angry pirate. Who does that? That's not a real thing. That's just something that men came up with.
Yeah, just to be funny. Because we don't understand sex or emotions.
Yeah, because we're just a bunch of apes that...
let me touch you.
Huh?
What is the angry pirate?
Okay, so the angry pirate is when you are having coitus with your lady, your best lady. And you... I can't remember what happens, but essentially you end up...
Do you give them scurvy somehow?
Okay, I'm almost positive that the end result is that you ejaculate onto her face, causing partial blindness. So you want to aim for one of her eyeballs. And then as she goes to grab her eye, you kick her in the shin. So then she grabs her shin while holding her eye and yells, "Arr!" because she's in pain. That's the angry pirate. Or you could poke her in the eye. It's entirely up to you.
I feel like that's...
Nah, but okay, or donkey punch. Strawberry shortcake. Look at the other... The Tony Danza? What the shit is that?
Let's look up the Tony Danza.
Okay, what's the Cleveland Steamer? Isn't that where you leave a dump on her chest or something?
Yeah.
Like, again, that's not something people... Well, okay, I'm sure there's some fucked up freak out there that's like, yeah, baby, let me do the steamer. Oh, honey, not tonight. Come on,
so, like,
let
the Tony Danza, right?
Okay.
It's like whenever you're giving it to your chick from behind and you yell out, "Who's the boss?" She'll get confused, turn her head around. At this moment, you donkey punch her in the face and scream, "Tony Danza!" Wow.
So...
like, you wouldn't do that to, like, a loved one at all.
Please look up the Mexican Avalanche.
What? The what?
The Mexican Avalanche. That is my favorite.
Hot pocket?
Yeah, there's a lot of really horrible things on the internet, and this is one of them. Now, Matt, I don't want you to do that voice you just did, but please read the Mexican Avalanche. It just, you know, just kind of read it aloud, you know, in your normal voice.
So the Mexican Avalanche.
No, God damn it. Just normal. Just read it.
To ejaculate in a woman's hair. Okay, so that's step A. Point one. And then you throw her down a flight of stairs. I don't get it.
That's not it.
That's the Mexican Avalanche.
Oh, it's like the short version.
Oh, is there a longer version?
Scroll down the page. Yeah, right there.
It takes place whenever you're enjoying fellatio with your lover on a second story or a higher building.
Mm-hmm.
You pull out at money time. Is that payday? What is that?
Yeah, hit pay dirt. I hit pay dirt.
Sorry. And fire a frozen rope of dick's knot on her face, temporarily blinding her.
This is the best one.
At this time, your partner will... be further incapacitated. That's the one. So you could utilize this opportunity to smash a taco in her face.
Soft taco if she's somebody you care about. Hard taco if she's a one-night stand.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I've read this more than once.
Soft shell is suggested for long-term relationships. Hard shell for one-nighters.
Yeah, baby.
So watch out, girls.
Nah,
at this time... you'll inform her to walk her...
guide her to the bathroom.
At this time, you inform her, you'll walk her to the bathroom to clean up. At which point, you throw her down the stairs and yell, "Avalanche, amigos!"
You yell, "Avalanche, amigos," after you throw a woman down the stairs, after you've partially blinded her with your fluids, and then smash a taco in her face.
It just seems so aggressive.
It's so aggressive and so unrealistic. Who the fuck came up with that? Like, what's wrong with you?
I don't know, dog. See, this is what's wrong with our society today. Dude, this page has been up since 1999.
What, Urban Dictionary?
Yeah, that's crazy. Let's look up what On Fleek is, because I've been dying to know.
Oh, yeah, check out On Fleek. Oh, look at those, like, Timberland boots.
Adjective, hella on point. Adjective, very good. My eyebrows are on fleek.
It's just a made-up
disgusting
thing. Oh, here's another definition, a word used by uncultured idiots.
That's what I told Matt. When Matt and I were in the car the other day, he was like, "What does on fleek mean?" And I think I came up with some explanation, like, imagine two really dumb people having kids and then those kids having kids.
Yeah,
it was just
funny.
Like several generations of people. And then eventually it's some guy wakes up one morning and he's like, "Hey, man, that's a nice shirt." "Yeah, it's on fleek." What? And then
it's like, "Oh, on fleek. I like that. What does that mean?"
Yeah,
you
and
know,
then
it's on fleek. Oh, I'm on fleek then. Am I on fleek street, fleek drive, fleek avenue? What's going on?
Hey. Elizabeth, can I see your phone?
Matt has it.
Oh.
I've got her phone.
I kind of want to
unlock it.
It's probably a fucking password. Could you Matt, talk for a second.
Am I on Fleek Avenue, Fleek Circles, Fleek Drive?
What's that,
that
Hot Pocket one?
What's the Hot Pocket one? It's right there.
You're not supposed to... Listen, cocksucker, you're supposed to distract the audience while I pull up something and do some research.
Am I on Fleek Court? Am I on a Fleet of Fleeks? Am I a Fleeseek? Speaking of which, we just got the Rick and Morty DVD. It's got animatics. It's got joy. It's got everything. Weird interviews. Binocular watching out of compound where people can see you and not realizing it. There's a bathroom segment where they go through and see like the best back. Whoa. Oh my goodness. Somebody's calling the Done in 30 patented.
Wait a minute.
Trademarked
somebody
phone.
Wait, is that the phone? Answer
it is
that.
Phone. It's in the here. I'll answer it.
Hello. Is this Done in
Wait, you're supposed to pick up the phone.
Let's start over. Hello, who is it?
Hello, is this the Done in 30 show?
This is the Done in 30 show.
Is this Matt?
This is Matt. Who's this?
My name's Gary.
Hey, Gary, welcome to the show. What you got going on there, Gary?
Nothing. I just, sorry, I had to pause my music there.
Oh, yeah, what you listening to over there?
Just a little Living Color.
And Living Color, that is a very like interesting selection for you. I would not have guessed that.
The African American rock bands really do it for me.
I don't know very many of those. And I think they're just called rock bands nowadays.
Really? They don't identify by skin color?
Not so much anymore in genres. Like, you don't hear of, like, black techno or something.
Now I just feel like a racist.
I mean, I'm not.
Anyways, I had a reason to call today.
Yeah. What's going on there?
I heard you
said your name is Gary.
Yeah, it's Gary with a J.
Gary with a. Okay, that's not exactly, but all right. Was your mom from the South, like, perhaps?
It's like that file format, GIF with a G.
I'm not sure I'm familiar with that thing.
Oh, you haven't heard?
I mean, I've heard of like a GIF with a G.
Oh yeah, it's spelled with a G, but you just pronounce it GIF. It's this new thing kids are doing.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
Anyways, I had a reason to call today. I don't want to take up too much of your time. I understand you're at 27 and a half minutes, so I don't want to take up.
You can see the time.
I kind of set my stopwatch whenever you guys start the show.
Okay, that makes sense to keep us on.
I want to make sure you guys aren't doing an 45 minute show.
You don't like our longer formats? Is that what's going on?
Well, to be honest, I can't stand that Zach guy.
Uh-oh.
30 fucking minutes of his voice.
Oh, sir.
I can't keep an erection that long.
Oh, geez. I mean, there might be, like, pills or Visine for that, I'm sure. There is a Visine for that.
What did she say? Can I use Visine for that?
Yeah, I think you just, like, it's kind of like an eye drop, so you just, like, drop it in the little hole there.
Do I need a big bottle of that, or is that a...
I think you just kind of douse it in there.
I didn't go to the hardware store and use a different ID to purchase more of it, right?
Maybe.
Don't they use that shit to make meth?
It is in the lockbox at a CVS.
Yeah, it's like razor blades. Anyways, okay, so I wanted to call in today.
Oh, yeah, what you got for us, Gary?
It's Gary with a J. I wanted to tell you about a sex position the wife and I have tried. She may or may not have left me after this, but it's okay because I did it anyways. Have you ever heard of the Alabama Hot Pocket?
I have not heard of that. Is it endemic solely to Alabama?
No. We're from Alaska, so it doesn't really quite apply. But
okay, so Alabama,
you know,
must be
just a state of inbreeding and you know, really white colored people. Such
okay,
as
so it's more of a descriptor versus an actual location.
Yeah, it really has nothing to do with hot pockets either. It's just
I thought that maybe you and your wife would enjoy a nice hot pocket in bed.
Well,
I know sometimes I eat in bed.
You know, after 23 and a.
Oh, you smoker there, Gary with the J?
Oh, yeah, why do you keep saying it like that?
That's how you say it.
All right, boy, listen here. It's Gary with a J. Just say it once. Excuse me. My parliaments, they got the best of... Anyway, so the Alabama Hot Pocket that the wife and I tried.
Oh, yeah. What's the Alabama Hot Pocket?
Well, see, once you get her on her back, you take that meat curtains and you slide them back a little bit. And it's really tough to do because when she's awake, she will probably say no. So you got to get her while she's asleep.
Yeah, surprise attack her.
And then you
gotta jump in there.
You proceed to take a dump on her vagina.
Gary, we're just gonna have to lose you right there.
I just got back from the bathroom. What the hell happened?
Oh, nothing. We learned about the Alabama Hot Pocket. Have you heard of this thing?
The fuck is that?
It's too long.
What? It's too long. Wait,
yeah.
Do we take a phone call? Did I miss out on that?
Yeah, you missed the phone call.
Ah, son of a bitch! Really?
Yeah, it rang pretty much as soon as you got up.
Well,
it's interesting.
I didn't excuse myself. I just turned my microphone off.
Much like any professional, and so
a professional podcaster would do.
Just pause it because we're not real time.
Wait, what?
Are there any important dates that are coming up to you pretty soon?
Let's see. So today is August 27th, 2015. And I requested a day off work coming up pretty soon.
What day was that?
It's November 6th. Do you know what's going on that
26th?
Day?
My birthday?
Is that your birthday?
November
6th. No, November 6th.
November 26th is your birthday?
No, September 26th.
All right, I'll go ahead and change the day I took off work to that day instead.
Okay.
Oh, excuse me. I'm just.
That's around Thanksgiving there too.
Yeah, nearly. But actually, Halloween will be shortly there before. Really? Could you scoot back just a hair?
Sure. Am I radiating on you?
Yeah, dude. You're like leaning right in. I can smell the dinner I made you. All right. So the point is that I haven't done this. I don't think ever. I've gone to like a midnight. Okay, so the point is, Black Ops 3 comes out on November 6th.
What's Black Ops 3?
It is a first person shooter that contains three, count them, one, two, three.
Oh, okay.
Aspects of a video game. There is a campaign that follows the story.
Is that why it's
there
called Black Ops 3?
There is a multiplayer that people shoot each other and beep, beep, claim they've had sex with each other's moms. Mm. And then there is the third and final game mode that interests me the most, and it's called Zombies. And essentially, you just kill the undead in waves and. It's a lot of fun. And so I think I've only done one
midnight release before.
Hmm?
Sounds kind of like retail.
Like retail?
Yeah, it's killing hordes of zombies.
Never ending hordes of idiots. They are, dude, I'm telling you what, they are like zombies. They walk in, they ask you dumb questions, and you're just like, all right, I can't take it anymore. And then you put the barrel against your forehead.
I just want a Nuka-Cola them.
Nuka-Cola. Nice. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah,
make a couple of crawlers.
I'm a 27. Night. Well, you don't make a crawler with a nuke. Anyway, so
it's a card game, right?
I'm a 27-year-old man that, at the time, I have nobody telling me what to do. So I kind of figure, why not? Why not treat myself? It's like a Christmas gift to myself. How about that?
Okay.
I haven't bought a video game in a long time. So
what are you going to do? Are you just going to buy it and that's going to be a treat to yourself? Or?
November 6th is a Friday, so I'm just going to take that Friday off, a 3-day weekend, and then play
some
zombies.
Are you
going
to get it Thursday or whatever because it comes out?
Yeah, like
midnight.
I'll probably go to the midnight release. Well, no, I won't. I won't have to. It's a digital download. What am I missing over here? Oh, I'm sorry. I think Elizabeth wants to say something.
Oh, no, I'm just actively involved in this conversation.
Eyes at us.
Oh, she's just making eyes. Okay, I didn't know if you had anything to contribute. Wait, why didn't you pick up the mic while I was in the bathroom? You could have talked to the new caller. I totally missed out. What was his name?
Gary with a J.
Gary?
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
What the fuck would he spell with a J?
Yeah, I don't know.
Did you like repeat it several times and harass him?
I kind of did. Yeah,
I would have done the same thing.
We figured out he's from Alaska.
Did he say anything nice about me? Like, did he? Oh, he's from
Alaska. Absolutely not.
Wait a minute. Oh, really?
No, he loved you.
Oh, that's fantastic. I mean, my mother says she loves me, so. Alaska? People from Alaska don't have internet.
Yeah, they do.
I didn't know that far west, like they're so close to Russia, don't they like kind of like.
Just get the Russian internet?
EMP, the other part. All right, I'm not funny tonight. Anyways, but yeah, November 6th, I'm going to nerd out and probably play video games all day.
Yeah, I think. You're being possessed by the Black Ops EMP blast or something.
Yeah, exactly. No, but I just thought of this. Thursday night, we'll probably end up doing the show.
Want to go together? So we'll probably have to figure out, pick up a physical copy.
Yeah, I'm not going to go pick up a physical copy. In fact, I think the way it works.
We do.
She's giving me the sexy eyes over there. Is there something?
She's giving me the I want to play video games eyes.
What? You can turn it on.
These eyes are very close.
These eyes.
have seen a lot of games, but they want to play Black Ops 3.
Wait, I thought the beta was done.
It is.
It's done.
Oh, you just probably want to play something else.
Yeah, Xbox and PC betas right now. She wants a game too.
As am I, Elizabeth. Elizabeth, you played the Black Ops 3 beta. What would you?
Prestige.
That's a really good. That's a fun song, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who sings it?
Michael Cera.
So just give me like a, you had a extensive research in the Black Ops 3 multiplayer beta.
Yeah. Tell us how your field guide was.
I think I saw like three games here at your apartment, and I think I've watched four or five videos, maybe just little snippets here and there. Oh, there's a new game mode. You like escort a robot across the map. Tell me, did you play that at all?
No, it wasn't live yet.
No, I didn't play that.
Oh, really? Okay.
I only played Team Deathmatch, a little bit of Kill Confirmed, a little bit of...
They just had, like, the typical ones.
Yeah, I didn't do any alternate game modes aside. I mostly just played Team Deathmatch.
I figured they want to keep that behind the curtain.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, the YouTuber I was watching that was playing it, I want to say it was on PlayStation. I think it was from...
Maybe we just didn't notice it.
It was called, like... Well, here's the thing. It was called Safeguard. And Safeguard, if I'm not mistaken, is the survival game mode from Ghosts. And so it threw me off because I was thinking like it was going to be the wave based people with guns attacking you like zombies, but with soldiers
or like
that was called Safeguard. So
Gears of
New
War, they had that one mode Horde.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah, it's basically you have a robot and you have to literally escort it across the map. So the objective is moving throughout the map. I thought it was pretty cool. Okay. Anyways, did you ever earn this kill streak? It's called like a ham or a jam or something weird. It's like a little like rolling spike balls and they explode on people. Oh, it looks it's like the new RCXD, only worse. But
oh yeah, yeah, no, it's like a little swarm of
yeah, like you have like, and they just like either follow you around
like
or they just
pollen or bees.
Yeah. I think you just call it in and it's in a, like an autonomous kill streak and then it just like rolls around the map and kills people.
Yeah, kind of like the dogs or...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you. Like dogs or swarm, but it's only like six of these little things.
I walked up to a little hive that was just stuck to a wall and I was able to shoot it. There was one on a like a wall. I walked around a corner and there was another one. Like they'd been placed there like, say, like
okay,
Semtex,
so it might be a grenade
Semtex
type as well.
Semtex or C4, yeah.
Okay, right on. Anyways, I don't know. It doesn't look... The gameplay looks smooth. It looks fun. Yeah, so at least I could play multiplayer if I wanted to. But of course, the most important part to me is, of course, zombies. So hopefully we'll get to play that together.
Not a chance.
Well, I could come over here and play with you on the PS4. And then you can come to my house.
Until you get a PS4.
Xbox One. Yeah, I'm going to go buy a PS4 just for this game. Yeah, but I don't play anything else. That's it. Well, this is riveting. This is Game Talk with Zach and Elizabeth.
You know, the user base that reads comics may also play games.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, they don't want to hear about me only playing zombies. And that's, I mean, because I just have kind of fallen away from video games in general. I've got way better things to do with my time. I'm rolling my eyes really hard right now.
How's that Plenty of Fish thing going?
It's subpar.
Subpar at best.
At best. Worst episode ever.
So you're going to try like a paid service now or?
No, I'm going to ride the free services out and then, you know, go to the high school reunion, 10-year reunion. And
maybe you should like, I don't know, get some like search engine optimization or something going on.
What do you mean?
Be like add key phrases so you know that you're going to get ranked.
When they search for things like... over 9 inches and
puppies,
super athletic.
Yeah,
what's the most amount of abs you can have? 18 pack?
Yeah, I think that's 19.
Like
it's
starts
odd,
at the
right?
nipples and it's just like.
I mean, why start at the nipples? Why not just start
at
the collarbone?
Collarbone to the like soft tissue just above the penis.
Yeah,
just like 36 pack.
Yeah,
I just have one slab of sexy ab muscles that travel from my neck. No, you know what? Fuck it. From my chin.
Yeah, I also use it to play
chin
music.
Chin to my balls. Chin to my balls.
In bluegrass bands.
Yeah, I take that and then I rub like a drum or like a stringed. I take a djembe, a drum, and you know African. Tribal drum, and I just beat it with my abs.
See, I was gonna go with like washboard.
Okay, I don't. Steel guitar.
Yeah. Or maybe they're like a xylophone. Bloop, 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 bloop.
So
I think we're over a little bit.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. I'm not gonna lie, I'm spent.
Anything else you want to talk about?
Not really. We're gonna hop off here and watch some Rick and Morty and smoke hookah. So
oh, we are. Sounds good.
Well, what time is it?
It's 11:32 in the p.m.
Yeah, I got time. Okay, I got time. I don't work Saturday, so tomorrow will be the only day that I'll have to regret staying up late, not 2 days in a row, so I'm sure.
Well, like, thank you guys for listening to the Done in 30 podcast, number 19.
Episode 19, folks. We made it.
19 and strong.
We're almost out of the teens. We're like teen mom, only we're not.
I'd also like to thank the sponsors today.
God damn it, I am just not good tonight. I went in the bathroom. I blew my nose a whole bunch. I still haven't gotten it all out yet. And
I know how that is. Our sponsors today are MadAttack.com, boxes, air, and plasma screen TVs. We're still valid, aren't we?
Good night, folks.
Good night.